Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, May 16th, 2024. There's a lot happening at the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill this spring, and it's been a while since we've checked in with them, so let's get caught up.
My name is Dr. Charles Ralski. I'm the executive director of the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill, Maine. We're an environmental research nonprofit focusing on connecting the health of the environment to the health of people through science and outreach. We predominantly focus on environmental health, but there was more of a demand from the research industry to start exploring human health, specifically as it relates to microplastics. So we know that there's a range of exposure sources, but the sort of impact on human health wasn't understood. So Harvard reached out to us, NYU reached out to us, and Arizona State University reached out to us asking if we could look within human tissue to see if we could find microplastics and to see how that affects people that are battling cancer, Crohn's disease, Alzheimer's, dementia. So in order to do that, we bought a new instrument and ran out of space in our current location. So kind of bought a new instrument, trying to buy a new building in Blue Hill to expand our lab. It looks like we're about to move into it. And it's been kind of a chaotic time at the Shaw Institute in the best way possible. We were working on making sure that we had the proper foundation to support volunteers. And certainly with the science, that's an area where we have to kind of have people be hands off. But the question for us is, what do we do with our downtown location? And we thought, what better way to kind of utilize that space and have an environmental education center, which is what we're opening up this summer with a touch tank that we fundraised for. And we're building kind of a learning experience for people. And certainly in that area, we could definitely use some volunteers. And I would expect people to sort of know that we're going to be reaching out and flying the flag high, asking for help wherever possible. We applied for a grant to the Maine Outdoor Heritage Fund, kind of in collaboration with the town of Blue Hill. The grant focuses on making sure people have access to things like clean water. And as a comprehensive plan is being formed in Blue Hill, one of the biggest concerns for us has been PFAS contamination. And we serve on the governor's PFAS research subcommittee. We're very aware of the threats that it poses. And so this grant is going to help us provide either relatively inexpensive or free PFAS test kits for several hundred Blue Hill residents and make sure that as we build this plan that we all have access to clean water. Our website is shawinstitute.org. Please follow that in our social media pages as we get into this chaos of opening up a new education center and starting a new research center. Or we're in downtown Blue Hill across from Out on a Whimsy, and we're happy to have some folks stop by, check our hours this summer. We're going to slowly ease into this so that we don't lose our minds, but we're excited to see everyone this summer.
That was Dr. Charles Ralski, Executive Director and Senior Research Scientist at the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill. Listeners may recall that when we've checked in with Dr. Ralski previously, he talked about his research into detergent pods and plastics in the environment, which had inspired legislation in New York to ban the pods. We'll get an update on that the next time we check in, but you can also learn more on their website, shawinstitute.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Let me know what's happening in your neighborhood, news, culture, events. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Be sure to put the events on the community calendar, too, though. Go to weru.org, click on calendar, and fill out the form for events that you have coming up. The weather forecast is calling for another not too hot, not too cold day here in this beautiful, unceded Wabanaki territory that we call Maine. Enjoy, and I will see you tomorrow.